Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
Welcome to Day 40 of Joshua, Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Our title today is Occupied by Faith. Dr. Miles Monroe said, "You must decide if you are going to rob the world or bless it with the rich, valuable, potent, untapped resources locked away within you." Our text today is Joshua 21, verses 20 through 40. "As to the rest of the Kohathites, belonging to the Kohathite clans of the Levites, the cities allotted to them were out of the tribe of Ephraim. To them were given Shechem, the city of refuge for the manslayer, with its pasture lands in the hill country of Ephraim, Gezer, with its pasture lands, Kibzaim, with its pasture lands, Beth Horon, with its pasture lands, four cities, and out of the tribe of Dan, Elteki, with its pasture lands, Gibbethon, with its pasture lands, Aijalon, with its pasture lands, Gath Rimmon, with its pasture lands, four cities, and out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Tanakh, with its pasture lands, Gath Rimmon, with its pasture lands, two cities. The cities of the clans of the rest of the Kohathites were 10 in all, with their pasture lands. As to the Gershonites, one of the clans of the Levites were given out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Golan in Bashan, with its pasture lands, the city of refuge for the manslayer, and the Bishterah, with its pasture lands, two cities, and out of the tribe of Issachar, Kishion, with its pasture lands, Daberath, with its pasture lands, Jarmuth, with its pasture lands, En-Ganim, with its pasture lands, four cities, and out of the tribe of Asher, Mishal, with its pasture lands, Abdon, with its pasture lands, Helkath, with its pasture lands, and Rehob, with its pasture lands, four cities, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh in Galilee, with its pasture lands, the city of refuge for the manslayer, Hamath Dor, with its pasture lands, and Kartan, with its pasture lands, three cities. The cities of the several clans of the Gershonites were in all 13 cities with their pasture lands. And to the rest of the Levites, the Merarite clans were given out of the tribe of Zebulun, Jokneam, with its pasture lands, Karta, with its pasture lands, Dimna, with its pasture lands, Nahalal, with its pasture lands, four cities, and out of the tribe of Reuben, Bezer, with its pasture lands, Jahaz, with its pasture lands, Kedemoth, with its pasture lands, and Mephath, with its pasture lands, four cities, and out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth and Gilead, with its pasture lands, the city of refuge for the manslayer, Mahanaim, with its pasture lands, Heshbon, with its pasture lands, Jazer, with its pasture lands, four cities in all. As for the cities of the several Merarite clans, that is, the remainder of the clans of the Levites, those allotted to them were in all 12 cities." Joshua 21, 20 through 40 continues to list the 48 cities that were given to the Levites. God strategically placed his servants in this new community to accomplish his plan and purpose for his children. Numbers 3:39 gives the number of men serving in the tribe of Levi. It reads, "All those listed among the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron listed at the commandment of the Lord, by clans, all the males from a month old and upward, were 22,000. Therefore, God called out 22,000 men whose lives were dedicated to his service. Some of these men became priests who served in the 48 cities for spiritual guidance. Other men would teach, inspire, lead, and counsel God's children. Each of these men would have to step out in faith and lead by example. Stephen J. Lennox in Joshua, a commentary in the Wesleyan tradition, makes a crucial point in the allotment of land given to the Levites. The assignment of these cities appears to describe their potential, rather than actual settlement. Some of their cities, such as Gezer and Tanakh, were not controlled by the Israelites at this time. One might even suggest that Yahweh placed the Levites precisely where the temptation to syncretism would be greatest. This revealed that they were located within territory that could only be occupied by faith. In Exalting Jesus in Joshua, Robert Smith Jr. adds further insight into Joshua 21. God is the God of enough. Unlike the 2.5 tribes east of the Jordan and the 9.5 tribes west of the Jordan, the Levites did not receive a land inheritance. God was their inheritance, and God is enough. Later, the Lord told the Apostle Paul in the light of his excruciatingly painful thorn, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness." Through the death of Christ, our High Priest, we believers receive the promised Holy Spirit, who is the deposit guaranteeing our spiritual inheritance from God the Father. This is especially significant in the light of the fact that the Levites got to know and experience a precursor of what believers would know and experience. God has not overlooked them in the distribution of territorial allotments. God provides for all people. So, the Levitical tribe will receive 48 cities. All priests came from the tribe of Levi. However, the Levites were not priests. Christians, like the Levites, do not have an earthly inheritance, but rather a heavenly one. The Lord is their inheritance, for all believers are a royal priesthood. Questions today. Where has God placed you to serve Him so that you can encourage others in their spiritual journey? In what ways do you view ministers as gifts from God for leadership and guidance? What areas of your life need to be occupied by faith? Join me in prayer. Lord, thank you for the priesthood of all believers. Thank you for calling each of us into a holy and royal priesthood. Teach us what that means and challenge us to be courageous in living it out. We love you, Lord. In Christ's name, amen.